We read once again in 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3, where the apostle is on the theme of submission. Likewise, that is to say, in the same way as submission has been spoken of in the previous verses, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, so that if any obey not the word, if any are not believers, they also may, without the word, be won by the demeanor of the wives, while they behold your chaste demeanor, coupled with fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, in the same way as is referred to in the previous verses, in the same way, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. I think the modern translations render this with consideration, giving honor unto the wife. Be considerate, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Now there's a paradox, but it's a paradox that is echoed by the Apostle Paul also in his teaching, you remember, in 1 Corinthians 12, where he speaks of the weaker members, the seemingly weaker members, those that appear to be weaker, being more necessary and therefore worthy of more regard, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. The modern translations render this phrase differently, but in the original Greek, this is how it reads: co-heirs, heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Now, all these injunctions should be read into everything that's said in this section from chapter 2, verse 13 onwards, in the relation with the powers that be, in industrial relations, servants and masters, in the relations between husband and wife, having compassion, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Amen. May God bless to us the reading of his holy word.